Are artists the last magicians? This is the question posed by the 2016 Adelaide Biennial of Australian Art, which is intriguingly entitled Magic Object. I caught up with Lisa Slade, curator of the exhibition, to ask her about how she chose the theme.
I've been interested for some time in early collections, those collections that preceded the art museum that we know today. The German term for them is Wunderkammer, or a room of wonders. And I've kind of been fascinated with this idea of something which preceded the museum but was highly personal, curated by individuals. And the items that were collected within early Wunderkammer were items that defied belief, items that had inherent magic, whether that magic be in their meaning or whether that magic be in their physical materiality. So I've taken a kind of leaf out of the art history book, if you like, and I've leapt across 500 years to look at the question, the provocation, the possibility that wonder and the idea of a room of wonders could be something that we could recreate or reincarnate in the 21st century. It struck me that artists working today have a renewed interest in materials, and I'm not sure if that's a response to the digital world, but certainly the handmade and the magic of making is back. So I wanted to put together an exhibition that honoured that idea.
Did you identify artists you wanted, or did you put a call out? What's the process?
No, I did identify artists that I wanted, and you don't always know what you want. You spend years looking. I mean, people ask, how long does this exhibition take? And I've been working on it for 2 years, but of course it's kind of a lifetime because you collect artists and ideas as you travel through time.
There's quite a breadth of types of artworks on display. Give me a bit of an overview.
There is indeed a very strong ceramics or kind of fired clay component. There's certainly some glass. There's a little bit of painting. There's a lot of sculpture and what we call installation practice, which is where the artist essentially responds to the room or to the site to make a work. No art form is off limits. And that, I think that's important because within the Wunderkammer, anything was possible. So you would find any kind of material transformed or manipulated. But also, contemporary art practice is not really interested in kind of old school nomenclature about whether or not you're a painter or a potter. So artists tend to kind of mix it up a little bit. So the exhibition follows that.
Are the artworks created for this particular exhibition, or is it stuff that they were thinking about and creating?
Both would be the answer. That I selected artists who I felt were working almost intuitively within this remit. I've selected artists who were working with materials in a way where they were really engaged with the inherent power of those materials. They were interested in animism, they were interested in the idea of something being talismanic, that we could hold something close to protect us, a kind of supernature, if you like. I was very interested in that. But then when I spoke to them, once I selected them, and I selected them all across a two-year period, some of them I selected 2 years ago, others as recently as probably about 4 months ago in the case of Kate Rode, I was then able to say, the exhibition is called Magic Object and this is what I'm doing. And that enabled the artists, many of them, to draw out a particular way of working. And I must say, we're just about finished with installation and their response to the theme has been truly spectacular. There is no hesitation in their ability to kind of graft themselves onto this concept and to make something that speaks to audiences.
What are you hoping from audiences for this?
I think a bit of everything. I like to just put the work out there with the artists and then see what happens. And that's always the most exhilarating part of an exhibition and making an exhibition. And I love the fact that you get everything. You know, people want to crawl inside these works. They're incredibly visceral. For some, they're off-putting, but I find them incredibly kind of inviting and sensual. And so I think it's a very male versus female response. So I'm interested to test my theory about that. So I find audience response really very much about just seeing, in fact, what is going to happen in the space. Hiromi Tango has taken over and kind of just created this kind of grotto, a textile grotto at the Art Gallery of South Australia, and I can't wait to see how audiences, particularly young audiences, respond to that. We're launching our teen program concurrent with Hiromi's work on the 4th of March, so I can't wait to see how that age group in particular responds. She's also created photographs, she's created neon works of art, she's created a moving image work, and on the opening night she'll be performing.
performing how?
She'll be interacting with her work. So Hiromi is a really interesting artist who believes in the capacity of art to heal, and she creates a kind of Hiromi Hotel is what she calls it. She's really interested in art and magic. She was a very kind of obvious choice for the show. She sent me a little photograph today of her outfit for the opening, and she's transforming herself ultimately into one of her works of art. There's also a really strong kind of neo or new feminist voice to this exhibition, and I wouldn't say that was a conscious decision. I'm very much a feminist, but I think it was just something that I'm also picking up on the kind of zeitgeist.
I think art breaks down those boundaries anyway, and breaks down sort of the inequalities that there sure. are perhaps out in the world. So it gives opportunity for equal voice.
Yeah, and I really think that unless we encourage the inclusion of women and cultural diversity more broadly, and I might speak to that briefly in a moment, then we can't actually change the future, and we can't really change the way we see the past either. So the exhibition has, the youngest is 27, who is a Sri Lankan born in Colombo in Sri Lanka. So Tamil heritage, came to Australia, lives in Western Sydney with his parents still. And the oldest artist is a Nyikana woman who now lives up in Derby in Western Australia, and she's 105.
Lisa Slade, Assistant Director of the Art Gallery of South Australia and Curator of the 2016 Biennial of Australian Art.